Joining me is Sean McCoy, a Larimore, North Dakota farmer, as well as a Pioneer sales representative. And Sean, if we could sum up these last 2 weeks, what would be your take on it? Obviously, virtually no harvest has been accomplished.
Unbelievable, I guess, is a good summary. It's from what I've heard from people, farmers around the area, it's something they've never seen before. And on top of that, it's makes you worry what's going to happen the rest of the year and if anybody's going to be able to get anything done or not.
And so that is the whole reason why yourself, as well as farmers, community members, city officials are gathered here in Grand Forks today, is to really express what is going on in the countryside to both the governor and the agriculture commissioner. Do you still have a lot of flooding in your area, snow buildup? We're just dealing with a lot, aren't we?
Yeah, definitely. So there is still drifted areas in fields, especially in cornfields, that it may have taken some corn down. And the rain we're going to get today is too bad, but at the same time, it'll help melt that at least. But on the side of the snow, there's plenty of areas around Larimore that are flatter that are just absolutely full of water. I don't know how it's going to drain, so that's a concern for certain growers, edible bean growers, beets, potatoes, and stuff. In my particular area, at least, we have a little bit of hilly fields, so it's able to drain to certain parts of the fields or drain away, but it's like a sponge.
So with these soils already saturated, there's literally nowhere for that water to go. And we were talking beforehand, virtually no corn or soybean harvest done beforehand. What options are farmers looking into, and what do we need to get this harvest started?
Well, we need a month of 70 degree sun. I think that's the goal, but that's not going to happen this time of year. So I think the next option is pretty much a nice freeze. And I don't know if it's going to take a couple solid days to get a couple inches of the ground firm enough to get machines across, trucks and carts and combines. But I think that's the next goal. But when a freeze comes, obviously snow is a concern. So hopefully, the best thing we could have is a freeze, I think, and no snow for a couple of weeks. Just pound everything out we can and do the best we can.
Well, again, talking with Sean McCoy, a Larimore, North Dakota farmer, reporting for the Red River Farm Network, I'm Megan Turnquist.